Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We were talking in the last hour, and we're going to continue on this subject, on the news story about the vaping slash tobacco sales ban for people who are 18, 19, and 20. It's going to be nationwide. And it allegedly would go into effect possibly September of 2020, according to a vape store employee who gave us a call in the last hour. So that's sort of the news. Donald Trump signed this. It was voted on overwhelmingly, apparently, in Congress. Trump signed it. It was part of a massive trillion-dollar-plus spending package, ridiculous amount of money.
So this was just one small bit of a much larger thing that was passed? I wonder what other kind of crap
is in there. Including Space Force. So that should give you an idea of how big this this package was.
They made a whole new military branch.
There's now six branches of the military.
So it's not part of NASA?
No, it is not. It's actually a division of the Air Force.
Of course it
is. At this time. Now, they may spin it off completely into its own thing, but they're actually staffing it with existing, like, Air Force people. So they're just kind of, well, all right, you're now in the Space Force, basically, is what they're doing.
Would you like to know more?
So if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us here. The story that we're sharing with you tonight, specifically to this vape slash cigarettes slash, you know, nicotine product sales ban, is an opinion piece over at NBC News, of all places, provided by Cato, which is a mostly libertarian-ish think tank out of Washington, D.C., and in this case, it's been pretty good so far by Trevor Burrus, who is a research fellow there. His argument is, hey, if you people who support this ban, and so far not a single one of them has called into the show, even though the phones are open, would love to hear somebody defend this, if your reason for supporting this is because you want to help young people not be unhealthy, because that's when you talk to these people, and you know, we've seen them testifying here in Keene about this issue, because Keene was ahead of the curve on this and passed its own prohibition last year. The reasons, by and large, were, we're just doing it for the children. It's for the good of the children. We need to stop those kids from using nicotine. Nicotine's bad, and so we're going to use prohibition, even though prohibition's never worked. In the history of prohibition, even though prohibition always causes the opposite of the intended consequences, yes. And that's what I think the our author here is trying to point out, is that if you drive this underground, which is where it's going to go, then it's going to become more dangerous, whether it's because young people decide they're going to start smoking cigarettes just because their dealer has them, or it's because they're just going to get underground vapes that may not be the best quality, that may not be the best safety, you know, as far as like their batteries, are they, you know, are they going to blow up on them? Are you going to have questionable vape fluid that's, you know, made from some illicit lab in China instead of some place that's under, you know, review by the market or regulators or whatever? Not that I support regulations, but the market has self-regulating mechanisms within it, whereas the black market doesn't have any of those things. So back to the story here, a prohibitionist ban would probably result in more teenage vapers using counterfeit vaping products. Moreover, the unprecedented decline in youth cigarette smoking should be seen as a great public health victory, and vaping should be celebrated as a significant cause of the reduction. Rates of youth smoking have fallen drastically in recent decades. According to the New York Times, in 1997, 24.6% of 12th graders reported daily cigarette smoking, but by 2017, 20 years later, that number had dropped to 4.2%, so down from almost a quarter of young people to under 5%.
That's a significant decrease, and that's
tremendous.
That's from smoking actual cigarettes, not right?
Correct.
That's huge.
Now, we are seeing numbers of about a quarter of young people who are using vapes, so there's still about a fourth of young people who are using nicotine on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But arguably, it is a safer delivery form of nicotine. Although I thought it was interesting that the vape store employee, and then Dave, who called in from New York, did report, the vape store employee, you know, did report that a lot of their younger users did start by using vaping. They didn't have a cigarette habit first and then transition into vaping.
Right.
They started using vaping. And then I guess, because I was going to ask the question, and then Dave actually brought it up without me even asking, was, well, why did you start? And his reason was he wanted to look cool.
Yep.
Now, I think that's interesting because I don't feel like, at least, and maybe it's because I'm relatively disconnected from popular culture. I don't watch a whole lot of movies or television or whatever, but... You know, when we were growing up, and we're not quite the same age, Captain, but we're within a decade of one another.
But the TV generation, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, when we were growing up, cigarettes were all over movies.
Oh, yeah, you could hardly watch a television show without seeing people smoke constantly.
And it was always the cool guy, right? Yeah. Like, you know, the guy in the bar or the guy in the leather jacket or whatever, right? Like the cool character smoking cigarettes, looking like it's a cool thing. They started taking those out of movies over time. And nowadays, it's not as common to see cigarette smoking in films and television. So, is vaping now a thing in television and film? Or is that like something that is influential on young people? Or is it just...
I have not seen any television or movies where folks are vaping.
I can't think of it either.
I can't think of a one, actually.
So, that's really interesting to me because it suggests that what young people, teenagers, think is cool... isn't being shown to them on video, you know, on video devices.
Right.
It's they're picking it up from culture. They're picking it up from maybe Instagram or, you know, there's what they're seeing their friends do.
Yeah.
It's some sort of a perception that they're gaining, but
it
they're not gaining
be.
It from popular culture.
Well,
that
and
much, right?
But to your point about the cigarette thing, cigarettes used to be advertised as healthy.
Like, yeah, sure, a long time ago.
Long
doctors
time ago.
Recommended
so,
it.
Yeah, you know, oh, are you stressed from work? Here, have a Pall Mall or a Camel or what, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, they marketed it as something healthy for you, and then, oh, nope, turns out it's not, you know, and then it became a bad thing.
I don't think anybody thinks that vaping's healthy.
No, I don't think anybody does either. But I think that we sort of worked through the generation of, you know, smokers who were going to use vaping to try and quit. And so now vaping is just a thing. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a crutch for you to quit smoking. Now it's just a thing.
Maybe it's, I was thinking further about, like, well, what is it that's influencing young people? Musical artists.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you there's, like, rap artists and
bunch
other
of crappy
artists.
Pop music artists who
they
are vaping.
Probably vape.
Yeah.
They probably vape, and musical artists are incredibly influential, generally.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been influential, but they're probably even more influential now because now you can really follow your favorite artist in a way that you couldn't. When we were growing up, you know, you get their tapes, you get their CDs when those came out.
Yep.
Maybe you'd go and see them live at a show or something like that.
But you had to wait until, like, an article came out in the local rag or the
Rolling
industry
Stone
rag.
Or something.
Right,
yeah. And then you could read about them. You might see them on a music video or something like that, but you didn't get to follow their everyday, oh, here I'm eating at this restaurant.
Yeah, you didn't get pictures of their dinner.
Right, you know. Or, you know, I'm out on this boat today or whatever it is that they're doing. And so there's more, I would say, connecting, even though that person's probably not connecting back with their fans, but they're following that person they're a fan of. They know more about them now than they ever knew about them in the past. They know who they're dating, and they know, like, you know, that you don't have to read the People magazine or Us magazine or these glam rags.
I wonder if that's true. I wish we had some listeners that would, like, you know.
What part? Do you wonder what part's true?
About, you know, that they're being influenced by artists, musicians, you know, actors, you know, that kind of a thing. Because generally that... It seems like it would be accurate. I would just like to know if, you know, there are any folks out there who have been influenced by, say, you know, some musical artist who vapes. Because I can't think of any now. I'm old and I don't really pay attention to current pop music and you know, that culture. But, like, I know it exists. I'm aware of it. I can't think of any pop musician or even heavy metal musician that vapes. I can't think of any.
Well, like you said, you don't pay close attention.
I'm old, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, I mean, look, but the metal scene, I imagine, you're still going to be seeing guys smoking cigarettes because, you know, they're metal or whatever. So there's still...
I don't know anymore because, like, you know, you bump into a guy with long hair and tattoos and he's got, you know, the heavy metal vest on and all that kind of... And it turns out he's a vegan and he's all straight edge and, you know, I'm like, dude, I was looking to... No, oh, you're the wrong guy. Okay, so it's hard to tell anymore. You used to be able to tell things, like... by sort of prejudging people in the way they look, but not so much anymore.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in here, if you're a vapor, why did you start? Was it because you thought it was cool? Why?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And the captain.
Hey, also want to make sure that you know about local.bitcoin.com. You can get on there and get Bitcoin Cash, or you can sell Bitcoin Cash. Buy or sell it is up to you. What you do there over at local.bitcoin.com. But the nice thing about local.bitcoin.com is it is super easy to use the site. It is there's no requirements for identification to create an account there, which is pretty unheard of as far as the Bitcoin cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash sales. So, it's only Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. That's the only crypto that you can get there. But you don't need an ID to get started, so it's super easy to jump into it. And if you do want to buy, I recommend buying from people that have some trades under their belt, like our very own Aria Demezzo, who's normally here on Monday nights. She is the top seller on the website.
That's so awesome.
If you want a safe bet, then go with Aria. If you are looking to sell, then make sure you do your due diligence and learn about the different payment methods. Some of them are higher risk than others. You do want to keep that in mind when you get involved in this. So you can bring up what you want here. We've been talking about the cigarette / e-juice / nicotine prohibition that is going into place now that Trump has signed the order or signed the bill on Friday to ban 18, 19, and 20-year-olds across the United States from being able to purchase these things. So it will be a crime to sell those things to those young people. Presumably, if they have possession of them, then it will be up to the individual states to make that illegal as well. And you can better believe they will.
Yeah, I wonder how much revenue they're going to generate by fining 18, 19, and 20-year-olds for, and the establishments for selling to them. You know,
great question. I forget who. Was it you that was in here? No, I think it was Richie Rich. One of our co-hosts was saying that it was Richie Rich. He used to work at a convenience store, and he actually got popped 3 times for underage sales.
Oh, Jesus.
And each time he actually challenged it, and they dropped 2 out of 3 charges. So he was only actually convicted 1 time for it, and it was just a fine. So it could be just your cost of doing business. You could just keep selling to underage people, and then every now and then they'll probably take your license away at some point.
Anyway. Well, do you have to have a license to sell tobacco?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Of course you do. Why not?
Because control. That's why they want it.
Yeah, that was sarcasm.
The cigarette smoking. Back to NBCNews.com article, opinion piece, and a darn good one that's pretty libertarian from somebody at Cato Institute. They say that cigarette smoking has declined is a good thing, and the precipitous decrease in youth cigarette smoking is largely in part due to the prevalence and availability of vaping. In 2017, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that youth cigarette smoking was cut in half in just 5 years, an astonishing public health victory. At the same time, e-cigarette use increased dramatically. Despite recent scares, vaping is almost unquestionably safer than using combustible tobacco. Even former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb acknowledges that e-cigarettes, quote, are not nearly as harmful as lighting tobacco on fire and smoking it, unquote. While there's still much to learn about the effects of vaping long-term and otherwise, the CDC acknowledges that, quote, e-cigarettes have the potential to benefit adult smokers who are not pregnant if used as a complete substitute for regular cigarettes and other smoked tobacco products.
Hey, you know what I've never heard of? Somebody, falling asleep with the vape in their hand and burning their trailer down.
Yeah, great point.
You know,
Wait a minute, are you saying that somebody who has a trailer is more likely to fall asleep with a cigarette in their hands?
Perhaps. I'm just saying that, that's sort of the urban legend, right? You know, it's like, oh yeah, the old drunk fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand and burned
his house. It's not just an urban legend, that happens all the time.
Right, but you never hear about any of that with, vape, right?
No, because the batteries, as soon as you let off the vape,
so there it is. It's much safer than cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right there, that is much safer.
That alone would be fewer deaths.
You're not gonna drop your vape pen in your lap while you're driving down the freeway and freak out because it's burning your crotch.
Well, there have been the occasional vape battery that has been poorly manufactured or something went wrong with it where it explodes. Yes. Have you heard about these stories?
Yes.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. It's the same thing with the cell phone batteries, too, right? They had that problem.
That has exploded on some people. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, that's a pretty scary thing that, you put this thing in your mouth and then you inhale on it and then all of a sudden it blows up in your face.
Have you ever ridden in a car with somebody who was a smoker and then they dropped, the cigarette or the butt
in their lap and then
watched them, freak out and try to drive at the same time while they try and figure out where they're pouring water on their own lap or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Never see that with vaping.
Nope. No, you sure don't. According to the National Youth Tobacco Survey, 87.9% of regular high school vapers, these are those who vape 20 to 30 days a month, so these are addicted young people, had previously been smokers. So that's interesting. They're saying here almost 90% of them were previously smokers, whereas only 12.1% of regular vapers never smoked. Officials in the UK have highlighted that 1.2 million Brits have quit smoking by using e-cigarettes. But that doesn't mean there's an epidemic of vaping. In fact, only 5.7% of high schoolers are regular vapers. That means almost all the teens who are vaping are doing so sporadically. Yet, rather than treat this as a victory, American public health officials have turned their sights on vaping. They vilify vaping as a gateway to smoking. This has not been established, by the way. This is just pure speculation. Because why would you?
Yeah,
why would you wanna...
it makes no sense.
Smoking is so... I mean, look, I've done both.
Yeah.
I'm not a nicotine addict, but I have...
I was for a good long time, like half my life or something.
There was a couple summers where I smoked some cigarettes that were smoking hand-rolled cigarettes. So I kind of, like, understood the addiction to it, because I did develop a habit where I'd, like, get up in the morning, I'd smoke half a cigarette, and then I'd smoke the rest of the cigarette throughout the day. So I was, like, smoking one cigarette a day, basically.
That's conservative.
But I could understand where the addiction came from.
Yeah.
You know, nicotine is, in its early stages, a pleasurable experience. From what I understand, that goes away after time. And then you're just feeding the addiction. You're feeding the desire to.
When I was a smoker, I was, on a regular day, a good pack, right?
If it was a
weekend, Friday, Saturday, particularly being in a band, two packs on those
just
days.
Just cranking through them.
A good 40 cigarettes, sometimes more if it was a really good weekend.
Back here to the story here. So they've now turned their sights on vaping. A zero-tolerance mindset has led many public health officials to declare that youth use of tobacco products in any form is unsafe, without trying to weigh comparative harms. Bicycle riding, for instance, can also be quite dangerous, but rather than ban bicycle riding, we encourage using a helmet. It's certainly safer to never ride a bike than to ride one with a helmet, though we appreciate that the best course is to minimize the risk without outlawing a behavior that many enjoy. Yet, anti-vapers would adopt the tactic of trying to ban bicycle helmets on the theory that they cause more people to ride bikes. Like riding a bike with a helmet, vaping is a relatively safer way to consume nicotine. The zero-tolerance mindset and the scare tactics employed by vaping opponents have caused an increasing number of people to believe that vaping is as dangerous as smoking. A Reuters poll in September found that 63% of Americans disagreed with the statement. 63% disagreed with this statement. Vaping is healthier than traditional cigarettes. 63% disagreed with that. And that was September. What was going on in September? All the news headlines about, oh my God, there's people dying.
Six people died.
Six people over what, like a decade or something like that? I mean, it's ridiculous. How many, the amount of people that die from smoking cigarettes in 2 minutes is probably more than
more
that.
More people die from choking on an almond than have died from vaping.
855, 450, free, or lightning strikes, or, drowning in a pool, for instance.
Let's ban lightning.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. You're invited. You can join us on the radio, and you can bring up what you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say.
just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump, or they may be further condemning of President Trump. But they should come out. We should see these documents.
The CEO of Boeing is resigning. Chairman David Calhoun will be taking over as the company's replacement for former CEO Dennis Muilenburg on January 13th. Muilenburg has been in hot water since the airplane manufacturer had to ground its 737 MAX aircraft worldwide after two deadly crashes overseas that killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want here, the toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I want to make sure that you know about balance of nature. You know, it can be difficult in this day and age to, you know, get your food straight, right? Like, the fruits and veggies, preparing your meals can
get,
be very
get your nutrition in.
Difficult to accomplish when you got, you know, a lot of work to do. And it makes it a lot easier when you have Balance of Nature at hand. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. You can go to balanceofnature.com, use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get the deal there. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis. We've been talking about vaping and the fear-mongering, scare tactics, and now the new prohibition on ages 18, 19, and 20-year-olds from being able to purchase these products nationwide. That's a thing now, or at least it'll be going into place. It's been signed by Donald Trump after being passed overwhelmingly by the House and the Senate. But, Larry, you're on the line in Indianapolis listening to
Free Talk. Well, you know, I could talk about that, but more funny is Joe Biden. He actually had a seizure last night in that one debate that he had. This guy really? Is just a... He had a seizure right on stage.
Wow.
Nobody's talking about it. Just like, the old George Bush when he went to Japan and got to drinking sake wine and was getting ready to eat dinner, and his face went splat straight down in the bowl of soup.
Now, wait a minute. What is it that makes you think that he had a seizure? Because if he had had a seizure... Because if he had had a seizure, it'd be all over the place.
Hey, look at the tape. Hey, look at the tape. When somebody asked him a question about something or another, he started stammering and stuttering and looked like he was about to pass out. But it's on there. I don't see why people don't use that against them.
That's what I'm saying. They surely would.
Now, one thing good about the computer, you could go to Google and Google him and see him having his seizure right there on the debate stage.
Plus, when you say seizure, though, can you sort of describe a little more? I just happen to know people that suffer from epilepsy, and I've seen seizures.
I've seen seizures as well, and they're pretty serious.
But he was biting his his tongue was twisted.
Or was he biting his tongue?
Biden.
No, he wasn't biting his. Hey, look at it. Judge for yourself. Hey.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to look for? This was in the middle of a debate?
You don't have to look for nothing. Just watch it.
But wait, hold on. Did you say this was part of a debate?
Yeah, the debate last
I'm not going to watch that crap.
You have to watch all of them.
I don't watch these politicians. I don't care what they say. The last time I watched anybody speaking in a debate was the Ron Paul campaign of 2012. Then what I would do is I'd watch just the Ron Paul clips because I didn't want to see any of these other a-holes.
Hey, I don't take it serious. I watch it for the comedic value of it.
Hey, Larry, who won the debate?
I don't care who won. It's funny. As far as I'm concerned, whoever gets to run against Trump, Trump is going to humiliate them. If I was a candidate, I wouldn't want to run against him because he's got all the ammunition, he got all the money, and whoever he runs against is just going to be humiliated and embarrassed. I don't care whoever it is. But
did you find, while you were watching the debate, did you find that there was one person in the debate that was, you know, sort of better than the rest of them, more well-spoken or delivered his points more accurately? Was there a master debater?
No. I know what you're trying to get at, but no. All of them are just at the most mediocre. And they are just stupid. Elizabeth Warren.
All right. Hold on a second, Larry. I did get a link here from Stephen Beast in our D-Live chat. He's got what he claims to be the video. It was posted on the 19th. So this was over the weekend. Don't laugh. Yeah, we haven't even played it yet. All right. So this is Joe Biden.
Don't worry. You'll laugh.
Here we go. Hold on. Here it comes here. I'm going to put this on here. I'm going to presume he's not going to say the F word or anything. So he's going to promise.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, Stephen, for giving us a profane version of that video to play on the air. Would have appreciated a heads up about that. But yeah, he did stutter a little bit. I don't know if that's I don't think you can call that a seizure.
It was a stammer.
Yeah, it's just stuttering and stammering.
What's the thing where like when you feel like your face is falling off? An aneurysm, right? It would be more like an aneurysm.
Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Larry certainly was having a good time. So
yeah. Well, you know, and like I said, if Biden screws something up, it's going to get out there. You know, every time that's he true. Says something stupid, there is video footage of it. And that's the nice thing about being in the new age of video cameras everywhere. Everything these fools say gets recorded when they're on the campaign trail. And so somebody's going to put it out there. There you go. Stephen says he's sorry. He didn't even think of the fact that he said the F word in the clip that he sent to us.
Well, it wasn't Biden saying it. Whoever recorded the clip was saying it out loud. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he was just like.
Innocent mistake.
It was just like a TV cam. Like he was holding their video camera up to the TV. So there you go. Joe Biden, you know, he's old, and anybody can get into a
creepy
situation.
Uncle Joe.
Even if he wasn't old, anybody can be in a, you know, you're live on stage, the pressure's on, you're trying to spit some words out, and you just can't do it. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep, or you're whatever. It happens here on the radio. I just botched up the live read for Balance of Nature less than 10 minutes ago.
I've forgotten the lyrics to songs that I wrote.
On stage while performing them?
Yeah. So you just kind of make sense. Hopefully you can, like, pretend the mic is bad.
So you remember the notes you're still playing? Are you playing and singing at the same time? Or are you
singing? Like, if I'm doing backup vocals or something, I'll be playing and singing at the same time. And then, like, if you forget the words to, like, I don't know, the chorus or whatever, you know, you're trying to do, you can either repeat the previous chorus and hope that nobody notices, or you can do what I call like a rock and rollism. So if the words are like, yeah, we're going to fight, right? And you can't remember me, like, yeah, I'm going to fight.
Right.
So, you don't actually pronounce any words. You just make some sounds.
Just drown it into the music.
And people, wow, that backup lyric was really compelling.
Sure.
You know? But, kind of scat it out
a little bit.
Sound a little
drunk. You don't know what you're saying. You know, they don't know what you're saying.
It's fun.
Does the music rock? That's all that matters.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. So, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Of course, you know, there's classic rock lyrics that people have screwed up forever, like...
Blinded by the Light.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Jimi Hendrix.
Instead of kiss the sky. So.
And this is how parody artists get their start.
Right.
They mishear things, right? You know?
Yes.
Big old jet had a light on.
I didn't know that. Big old jet airliner. Yeah, I knew
what
it was. So, yeah, bring us whatever you want here. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to make fun of politicians' ridiculousness or whatever. But one more little bit here from this story that we've been reading, the tobacco sales ban / nicotine vape ban. Just a final wrap-up here from NBC News and Cato Institute author saying that youthful smoking has long held attractions, and billions of people around the world clearly enjoy using nicotine. While many public health advocates would rather that no one use nicotine, as well as that no one eat fast food, drink soda, or any other number of pleasurable yet risky activities, that isn't a realistic goal. Instead, over 18 adults should be given the opportunity to make relatively healthier decisions. And I would go further to say that young people should also be free to make these decisions as well. People under the age of 18.
Yeah.
We do not need a bunch of cops harassing teenagers for smoking cigarettes, but that's been going on forever.
Forever, yeah.
And all it does is just, you know, ruin somebody's day. It doesn't stop them from smoking. It just makes it so they got to pay fines and go to court and you know, they learn to hate the police as a result of that. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Coming up, we'll get into cryptocurrency and what's coming in 2020.
And why it will make you angry.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm here. I give you my...
Always, you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. In fact, that's where I believe all of our calls have come in tonight, so you can join the crowd over on Discord. The conversation, of course, continues after the show, before the show, during the show. There's conversations there, chat rooms of a variety of different topics.
All of the time.
Dave in New York, who called in earlier, is in there right now defending his
Craigslist
hilarious Craigslist post. And you can go see that over at discord.lrn.fm. You should have the Discord app, which you can get at discord.com, and then it makes it really easy to call the show and sound great. By the way, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, fiat, and Bitcoin right in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org.
I'm here. I give them my private phone number. They keep in touch with me. The little kid who says, I can't talk. What do I do?
Creepy Uncle Joe.
All right, so there's a clean version of the same video. You can bring up whatever you want here. So let's change gears here, Captain Kickass. You had a story about the future of cryptocurrency, at least the immediate future in 2020.
Well, so we know that things generally get worse before they get better. When it comes to particularly disruptive things, disruptive technologies. And so MIT Technology Review put out an article that says, the headline is, "Sorry, but cryptocurrency will likely make you uncomfortable in 2020.
Really?
And then it, you know, subtext says, it might even piss you off. Thanks, Libra. So
that's the Facebook coin, which has yet to release, which is supposedly going to release in 2020.
Well, and it goes into some pretty interesting things. 2 years ago, cryptocurrency was a thrill ride, and then the bubble popped, and it became a passing fad that had its time, to most people anyway. True believers kept believing, developers kept tolling, and the technology quietly kept growing. Then last July, Libra showed up. Well, at least a vision for Libra, the name Facebook has given to its global digital currency project. Libra has triggered strong reactions, largely critical ones from central bankers across the globe.
Which I like about it.
Yep, far out, solid, and right on.
I don't like Facebook, but I like them better than I like central banks.
Indeed. Well, and I like it when they piss off central banks.
Right.
So, it even seems to have inspired China to speed up the development of its own digital currency. Now, as we head into 2020, it appears that crypto is poised to re-enter the scene in a big way. This time, however, it won't be so thrilling. In fact, there's a good chance it'll make you at least a little bit uncomfortable, depending on your perspective.
I feel like they're writing this to people who aren't into cryptocurrency.
Yes, very, very, very much so.
Anyway, go ahead.
Depending on your perspective, it might even piss you off. You probably won't be able to ignore crypto anymore.
Excellent.
If you think you've gotten away with ignoring the extremely weird and disorienting cryptocurrency scene, Mark Zuckerberg would like a word. Because Libra, the cryptocurrency Facebook wants to create...
Not a real cryptocurrency.
Nope.
Just want to got to insert this because I suspect this guy is not going to get into
it. They're going to address your point in a second. Yeah. Is going to make the world a better place, he says. The currency, which will rely on technology inspired by systems like Bitcoin, is about promoting financial inclusion and helping people, quote, lift themselves out of poverty, unquote, Zuckerberg told the U.S. House of Representatives in October. He went on to suggest that if the U.S. doesn't let Libra launch, its global influence could be undermined. China is moving quickly to launch similar ideas in the coming months, he said. Libra will be backed mostly by dollars, and I believe it will extend America's financial leadership as well as our democratic values and oversight around the world.
And this is Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, okay. So he's positioning himself and saying, hey, China's creating their own cryptocurrency.
Not a crypto.
I understand.
It's a central bank coin, basically.
This is what he's saying to the government is, hey, China's creating one.
Right.
We have to create one, too. So I'm going ahead and doing it, right? Rather than,
and good for him.
You know, them having to...
Because one thing's for sure, the central banks are not fast about anything. So the whole... There's always these stories in the crypto media about, oh, this central bank in this country's talking about a crypto.
There is a lot to unpack here, but let's start with how Facebook, behind its army of PR specialists and lobbyists... apparently plans to sell the plan. Not only is Libra humanitarian, but it's patriotic, according to Zuckerberg. Right?
Well, how that's what they want. Yeah, I mean, that's...
How could that possibly be a bad thing, Ian?
It's got problems.
It's a rhetorical question.
But that's what he has to do, basically, to sell it to these politicians, because unlike real cryptocurrencies, where you just create it, and then you put it out into the world, you release code like Satoshi Nakamoto did in 2009 with Bitcoin. Facebook has made this big production about this Libra thing.
That hasn't even been created yet.
Right. They've made this announcement, and they announced all these partners, and a bunch of the partners ended up backing out.
Yeah.
But other partners have come on, and so they've there's been all this hubbub about it. No actual product yet. There's nothing to really point to besides this idea. And the article does point out that some of these central banks are very upset about it. A lot of the politicians are very upset about it, and they should be, because Facebook is competition for a central bank. So Zuckerberg's got to convince the government gang to let him do this thing, because his company's based in the United States, and if they say no, if they say we're going to shut you down, then it's not worth him doing.
The article will get into some of that, but I want to just agree with you in that my biggest criticism of Zuckerberg was, why didn't you just create it and release it?
Yeah.
Why? What's with all the song and dance? You know?
Big mistake.
So there's obviously a big problem with this. Many people don't trust Facebook with their private data and see it as a threat to democracy or both. Now the company wants to launch its own currency. Is it just trolling us? Question mark. At this point, the company might emphasize that it won't be in charge of the Libra Association, the nonprofit it created to manage the currency.
Right.
The group, made up of 20 other firms in addition to Facebook, will manage a, quote, reserve, unquote, of government-issued money that is supposed to back each digital unit and keep the currency stable. Half of that reserve will be the U.S. dollar, and the other half will be made up of British pounds, Japanese yen, euros, and Singapore dollars.
Okay,
that's the first time I've heard this.
Yeah, me too.
Which is why I wanted to bring one of the reasons I wanted to bring this article in today, because I had not heard that half of the backing was going to be USD and that the other half was going to be comprised of the British pounds, the yen, the euro, and the Singapore dollar.
That's interesting, yeah, because we knew that there was going to be some what they called a basket of currencies, but they hadn't described what the makeup of the basket would be.
The article continues, fine, but the design itself has worried U.S. policymakers, who say they can't even tell what Libra is, much less how to deal with it.
Well, duh.
Whatever it is, it will probably be hard to ignore in 2020.
Yeah, if it comes out in 2020.
And now a trigger warning for the purists. This is where the article addresses, I think, folks like you and me.
We'll find out. All right.
If you are insulted that I even called Libra a cryptocurrency.
Yes, I am.
And find yourself triggered by what you view as a misuse of this word, I've got some bad news. It's going to get worse.
Of course it
is. You can thank Libra for that. Also, the People's Bank of China. Recall Zuckerberg's warning to Congress about China had similar ideas to Libra. Indeed, China appears poised to launch a digital version of its sovereign currency in 2020. And officials from the People's Bank of China have said the digital renminbi will bear similarities to Facebook's plan. So there's more than just Libra in the works as far as, I'm going to call them corporate coins, right? Or organization coins rather than, you know, coins that don't ask permission. Many cryptocurrency enthusiasts argue that true cryptocurrency is the product of a decentralized, permissionless network like Bitcoin.
Yes,
absolutely. It is. We agree.
Decentralized, permissionless network that is also cryptographically secure from being manipulated because it's decentralized.
Right.
Meaning that the blockchain, which is essentially the backing of the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies that are like it, it's the public ledger that is the guts of the system. Because that exists in multiple places, it cannot be manipulated by a central bank.
Right. Decentralized, autonomous, fungible. I'm trying to remember like the seven qualities of the Bitcoin that make it, you know, different.
But yeah, these other things, certainly the China coin is not going to be any of those things. It's going to be completely centrally controlled. At least with the Facebook program, they could argue that if you've got $10 million, you can buy in and get a node or whatever, but it's still pretty centralized. There's more to the story, I suppose.
Indeed.
We're going to get into that coming up here in a moment, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour number three is on the way. The future of, or at least the immediate future of cryptocurrency coming up.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.